All right, we'll say good morning. We are continuing Emirat Hashem in Os Samech Beis, and we are picking up today. On page Kuf Nun Gimel. So, if you remember again, yesterday we spoke about the Maila of Moshe Rabbeinu, the unique quality and characteristic of Moshe Rabbeinu as being a Talmid Chacham, and we described that the Maila of being a Talmid Chacham is number one, someone who knows themselves, a self awareness. Someone who knows Torah, someone who, as a result, constantly knows the Ribono Shel Olam, and someone who is perpetually involved in Avodas Hashem to the exclusion of any distraction. Of course, when we speak about in such absolutes, so only Moshe Rabbeinu is capable of achieving such an absolute level. But we're more focusing on the qualities of the Talmud Chacham, self-awareness, commitment to Talmud Torah, trying to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and ultimately steeped in Avodas Hashem. And again, just like we saw before, we thought this would follow the similar pattern, namely that Moshe Rabbeinu cultivated this Midah, but then ultimately again passed this Midah down to his children. And then afterwards it becomes the Midah accessible to all of Klal Yisrael. So here Reb Tzadik said, this Midah is a little bit different. Why? Because effectively, Torah lo nitna biyerusha. There is no such thing as being morish, as conveying to one's children the status of Talmud Chacham. There are certain traits, and there are certain dispositions, and there are certain milas that can become part of my genetic or my spiritual DNA that I can then pass down to my children and by extension to Am Yisrael. But then there are other midos, there are other milas where the only way to acquire them is for a person to personally work hard on them. So Reb Tzadik posits that the mila of Talmidei Chachamim is something that even though Moshe Rabbeinu had it, and even though Moshe Rabbeinu was part of our mishpacha, at the end of the day, if you want that mila, you must work independently in order to achieve it. It's not in your DNA. It's not automatically there. There's no default setting that any of us could activate. If we want this mila of Talmud Chacham, ultimately we must go ahead and actively pursue it. Now, the beautiful news is that it is accessible to anyone and everyone. That's the beautiful part, right? That anyone who wants to achieve this particular level, anyone who wants to go ahead and grow in this particular way has the ability to do so, but lemaisa, it is a choice that I have to make. I will say an incredible, incredible yisod. And if you think about it, it's a profound idea in life in general. There are certain things which can be conveyed to you, right? The color of your eyes, the color of your hair, if you're tall, if you're short, right? Even certain aspects of your intellect can be conveyed. And it appears that even on a spiritual level, there are certain things which can be conveyed, right? Certain things that ultimately, again, I can inherit. But then there's a whole host of, but then when it comes to Smita Talmud Chacham, which is really the core of my spiritual identity, self-awareness, constantly learning, trying to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, steeped in Avodas Hashem, that is an active decision that I must make. So Reb Tzadik picks up on page Kuf Nun Gimel, and he writes, Amnam, Moshe Rabbeinu hu amanchila sakesar Torah l'chol adam Yisrael la'osek ba. Moshe Rabbeinu, or as we'll say, if a person chooses to go ahead and activate this identity, then Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who they derive this midah from. V'lachin, nikra Moshe Rabbeinu b'lashon chazal, av b'torah, av b'chachma, av b'nevius. So we'll say this is interesting, meaning even though we do not call Moshe Avinu, like Avram Avinu, right? And there's a reason for that, right? You're supposed to say, going back a little bit, it's because the Avos, like a father gives over his genetic material to his child. So the Avos gave us over certain parts of their spiritual genetic material. Moshe Rabbeinu is called an Av. Interestingly enough, he's also called an Av. The Gemara Maseches Megillah calls him an Av Batorah, an Av B'chachma, Av B'Nevius. Kitar Av, Shayech Lomar Av L'gabe Eila, She'ein Heim Banav B'tol D'Gashmis. Then I will say, what's interesting to note is as follows. But Moshe Rabbeinu is not my father. He's not my father. Moshe Rabbeinu is from Shevet Levi. I'm not from Shevet Levi. So Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Again, you obviously to call them avos makes a lot of sense, but to call Moshe Rabbeinu an av, why would you call him an av? After all, the Tzaddik says, you see from here that you could call someone a father even if they are not your father in the biological sense. Ukiachacha lekach ein bigemara perak beis debrachas shamru chazal in korin bitar avos ela Avram Yitzchak v'Yakov velo shvatim vein kornimos. Remember again, we know, take a step back for just a moment, we call three people avos, Aaron, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Four people imos, Sara, Rivka, Rachel, Leah. Mevaris Gemara, ki atam she'ein likro l'shvatim, avos, einu mishum shelo yadua l'chol ish miyisra me'ez shevetu ba, she'im kin gam l'rachel, Leah, ein likro imos, shahari lo yadua l'chol adam imi Rachel, ibami Rachel, imi Leah, ubecholzos anu korim gam l'rachel v'gam l'leah betar imos. I'm just reading more like hare shetar av va'im hu gam l'mi she'eno ben betol d'gashen. So we'll say this is very interesting. What Rav Tzaddik is pointing out over here is as follows: is obviously we see that we ascribe the title av or aim even to people with whom we don't necessarily share a biological connection. Now, this is actually an interesting distinction here between the avos and the imos. All of us are descended from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Right? That's not a shayla. Interestingly enough, just like all of us are descended from Sarah, Rivka, the problem just is when we get to Rachel and Leah, it's at the end of the day, some of us are from Rachel, some of us are from Leah. Yet, we still call Rachel and Leah the imos. Right? But maybe one of them for sure is not my aim, right? One of them is not my mother. So what's the pshat? So Pesadik says, because you see from here that the toar, the descriptive term av and aim, is not just about the biological connection, but the descriptive name of av and aim is about people who convey to you the most profound yesodos for effective living. What makes a father, let's say, you know, there's an interesting discussion in halacha in general about, let's say, the status of or the nature of the relationship between children and adopted parents. And you have so much rabbinic literature written about the idea that on a certain level, this is going to sound strange, but sometimes the least important part of the parent-child relationship is the biology. And the most important part is who is the person who put all of their koach into you to try to make you the best version of yourself. That's an av. That's an aim. Okay, under normal circumstances, there's a biological connection also. But even in the event that for some reason there's no shared genetic material, that relationship av and aim is no different. At the end of the day, your father, your mother are the people who went out of their way to raise you, to make you the best version of yourself. So that's what Rav Tzaddik is saying. How can I say that Rachel is my mother? Maybe Leah is my mother. Maybe Leah is my mother. But Elamai, because embedded in me are the lessons that both of these incredible women taught. So therefore, again, Rav Tzaddik is saying is as follows. Why does the Gemara call Moshe Rabbeinu an Av? Av Batorah, Av Bechachma, Av Benevius, because even though Moshe Rabbeinu is not my biological father, again, I can say that with certainty, being that I'm not from Shevet Levi, at the end of the day, he is my spiritual father in that he taught me this Maila, specifically the Maila of Talmud Chacham. What it means to try to strive to be a Talmud Chacham. These four elements, self-awareness, constantly learning, trying to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and trying to be steeped in perpetual Avodas Hashem. Ulefizeh, therefore look how he ends, Ulefizeh, Shayuch Lomar Tor Av Amoshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, even though, again, I may share no biology with Moshe Rabbeinu, no genetics with Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of the day, I could call Moshe Rabbeinu an Av. Rak in Machnis also Moshe Avinu ke Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. That was, and I watch this. Okay, that's very interesting. But now we have a fundamental shaila, which is what? So why not call him Moshe Avinu? Right? Why not call him Moshe Avinu? In other words, you just said you could call an Av, you could call someone an Av, even if there is no biological connection, right? Even if at the end of the day, I'm not a descendant of that person. So why not call Moshe? Moshe, I would say, doesn't Moshe deserve that? Doesn't Moshe really deserve to be called an Av? And again, if my Av is anyone who teaches me the most profound lessons I need to be successful in life, doesn't Moshe Rabbeinu fit that bill? He says, listen to this. He says, Rak in machnis osa Moshe Avinu ke'avmo Yitzhak Avinu. We're supposed to say, so again, to be clear, Moshe is called an Av in the Gemara. But why isn't he known as Moshe Avinu, just like Avram Yitzhak and Yaakov? Ki hu nikra Av lihios hashoresh rak shal kol tamidi chachamim shebi Yisrael. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is only the Av for the tamidi chachamim. Nebo said, what does this mean? So I think what Reb Tzadik is trying to highlight is the following. So I will say, if you go back and you begin to go through this list. So remember again, what did Reb Tzadik say? We learn the Maila of Yisrael, of inherent and innate Kiddusha from Yaakov Avinu. We learn the concept of Tzadik, right, which we translated again as sexual purity, morality, even in the face of being bombarded with temptation, immorality, from Yosef. We learn the ability to be a chassid, perpetually steeped in avodas Hashem, from David. We learn the concept of tohar, or tahar, ultimately again from Levi, kadosh, from Aaron. So what's interesting about all of those midos is I possess them all. They're all inside of me. They're all part of my spiritual genetic code. They're all there. The shaila is, do I choose to activate it or not? Right? But it's there. In other words, there's nothing I have to do to acquire the tzidkus of Yosef. The only thing I have to do is I have to choose to act on it. But it's there. The midah is there. The tara of Aaron is there. The chasidus of David is there. I just have to choose to activate it. That's different than being a Talmud Chacham. I will say, the ability to be a Talmud Chacham is not inherent. It's not inherent. That's a choice. Or I could do it, I could make it happen, but it's not some latent, dormant koach that's sitting inside of me. It's an active avoda I have to engage in. So who are the avos? The avos are the ones who bestow upon us midos that are by definition internal. They're innate. I just have to make the choice ultimately to go and activate them. I will say, but this is an incredible yisod. But to be a Talmud Chacham, as Reb Tzadik defines, someone who is self-aware, someone who constantly wants to learn. When I say constantly, I mean 24/7, but has a burning desire to always want to learn the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah. Someone who's trying to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and someone ultimately, again, who is constantly, to the best of their ability, steeped in Avodas Hashem. That's not innate. That's not innate. You could want it, you could choose it, but you have to actively choose, you have to actively pursue it, you have to actively make it happen. Therefore, Reb Tzadik posits, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu is not called an Av. He's kind of called an Av, right? The Gemara calls him an Av, because at the end of the day, he does bestow upon us this incredible legacy, but Lamaisi is not called an Av like the other Avos, because the Midah that he represents is something that may not be innate. It's accessible to anyone who wants it, but you had to actively run after it. So because of that, Moshe Rabbeinu was deemed a bit differently than Avraham Yitzchak. Also, we'll stop over here for today. We'll spend one more share, Mir Tzashem, finishing up this Os. Shkoyach.